And more on intelligence now. The New York Times today reports the FBI is using lie detector machines as it interviews top civilian officials at the Defense Department. The Bureau is investigating allegations that an Iraqi leader with close ties to the Pentagon told Iran that U.S. has cracked its secret codes and is reading Iran's secret communications. Ahmed Chalabi denies those charges, but U.S. military forces and Iraqi police have raided his offices in Baghdad. Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate magazine and covers defense policy. First of all, Fred, how serious are these allegations?
Well, they're very serious. If they're true, I mean, this is getting into the realm of the crown jewels. I mean, things like communications intercepts, cryptology. I mean, this sort of thing, it's like the equivalent of electrical wiring or plumbing in a house. You and I don't see this sort of thing, but if it gets cut off, you know, we're running around with a flashlight and a plunger all night.
So who would have access to this kind of information in order to divulge it to Mr. Chalabi, who allegedly then passed it on to Iran?
Yeah, well, the information about the intercepts themselves would be very tightly held in the National Security Agency, maybe the CIA, but the product of that intelligence, the actual transcripts of the intercepts, intelligence reports about them, they are seen by, you know, a handful of people in the Pentagon. Recall that Douglas Feith and Paul Wolfowitz set up in the Pentagon a special intelligence operation that got and still gets raw intelligence feeds, quite apart from CIA and analysts. So people in that part of the world are certainly being questioned.
There have been references in the last day to Mr. Chalabi telling the Iranians that he learned all this from a drunk official. How likely is that, do you think?
Well, I don't know if you can trust anything Chalabi says, but it's, whether he was drunk or sober, he had to have gotten it from an official. If he is drunk, if the official were drunk, that might tell you something about how nervous everybody are in high positions in the Bush administration is these days.
So who could have done this?
Well, I mean, there are maybe a dozen people in the Pentagon who get these regular intelligence feeds. I don't think that the FBI is going to have to, if this is true, I don't think the FBI is going to have to question a whole lot of people.
I have to ask you, with this resignation of George Tenet from the CIA, Mr. Chalabi, just in the last week, had accused George Tenet of waging a vendetta against him. And indeed, Mr. Chalabi's defenders, which include Richard Perle most prominently, he's a senior advisor, though an unofficial one, to the Bush administration, they've gone to the White House to defend Mr. Chalabi, and Mr. Perle has been attacking the CIA. Is there any reason to think this might have something to do with the sudden resignation of Mr. Tenet?
No, I doubt it. I mean, the CIA cut off Chalabi years ago because of his, you know, the nonsense he was feeding them about possible coup attempts against Saddam. But as far as I hear, the White House cut off Chalabi no later than last April. So, no, I think the two matters are probably separate.
All right. Thank you very much, Fred. Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for our partners at Slate magazine. Fred, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.